And now, a special edition of the Toddcast Podcast.
Hi, this is Fat Mike from NoFX.
Right on. Well, thank you for taking the time here to join us, the Toddcast Podcast in Vancouver, Canada. One of the founding members of NoFX, arguably one of the most influential punk bands of all time.
Wow. I didn't know that was arguable.
Wow. I guess, what is it, top three, top five, top ten? Certainly you guys are up there.
Top five is a nice thing.
I would say top five. I'd put you guys top five.
Yeah.
And it's been years since you and I talked. The last that we talked, when I was working the evening show at CFOX, I would stick around on Monday nights and op the Punk-O-Rama with Marianne Carosi. So that was like the beginning of the 2002-2003, 15 years between talking to you. You probably don't even remember. You talked to probably so many people who probably don't even remember.
A long time ago.
Dude, it's a long time ago, man.
Well, considering how long I've been playing, I guess it's not that long ago.
Yeah, well, it's like almost half your career. You guys are back in Vancouver. What is it, July 13th with the Punk and Drublick Tour. This is going to be a great show at the Peony Amphitheater. You guys, of course, Bad Religion, Anti-Flag, Chicks Dig It. 35.
I think the McKenzies are playing, aren't they?
Oh, that's right, and they are as well. Yeah. 35 years in, and it's still not getting old.
For you, maybe. For me, it's no. No, what's fun is that touring with Bad Religion is always fun because they're my favorite band.
Right.
And but the thing about them is, the longer we tour together, the less fun they get, and the more fun we get. So that's something.
Right.
We're thinking about Vancouver, about just playing two sets and having them not play.
Right.
I'm kidding.
Just one big Bad Religion. That would be awesome to see. NoFX doing a Bad Religion set and reversed.
Oh, that would be... No, it would be good to see, because he's such a better singer than me. That'd be the demise of NoFX. Like,
yeah. That's a really good idea. What bands did that recently? Not recently, but like 10 years ago. Alexis on Fire did that with Monin. A cool swap.
Two bands I've never heard of.
Oh, you've never heard of Alexis on Fire? Really?
Alexis on Fire?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, dude.
What are they? Good. Heavy metal?
Post-punk hard rock.
Weird. I was just talking about NoFX playing two sets and telling Bad Religion to hit the road.
Right, exactly. See you, boys. Thanks for coming.
Get the hell out of here. Night off.
Yeah. Mike, does it get any easier writing music over the years?
Funny, it was getting harder and harder and harder until last year. When I went and I've written maybe 20 songs for the musical, for the Home Sweet Home musical.
Yeah.
And I wrote the Cokie the Clown album, and then I wrote about 40 NoFX songs.
Wow.
So, you're thinking, why is that, Mike?
Like, what's the difference?
Is it the drugs?
Yeah, like, what's going on? The lack of? Like,
no,
what's going on?
It's not just the drugs. It's not just the drugs. It's that I had some depression from breaking up with my wife and moving and Yeah, I don't think I ever had a broken heart before, and then with all that shit that went down in Vegas last year, death threats give you a different perspective on life.
I bet. Dude, that's crazy.
After that thing, it was a rough week, second rough week, but things normal, and I go to my first punk show, and some dude I've known for 20 years comes up and says, "I can't believe you said that. I have a problem with you."
Really?
I'm like, what? I'm not going to say who it is, but it's like a singer of a punk band that has said some really crappy things in his career, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that really threw me. I'm like, wow, even punk rockers are mad at me, idiots.
Right, right. Well, thank you again for taking the time today, Mike. You, your band on Twitter is at NoFX Band. You're at NoFX on...
I have no idea.
On Instagram?
My Instagram.
Yeah.
Mine's Funner.
You're easy to find on Facebook and Instagram as well. What are we doing here again? We're July 13th at the in Vancouver at the P&E Amphitheater for Punk and Drublick. Can't wait for the show, dude.
Yeah, it's get ready for a big disappointment. No, it is Punk and Drublick is fun because no kids allowed is great. I'm going to send you a picture of what I look like right now because I'm in a salon and
nice.
I have blue in my hair.
Nice, hit it. All right, dude.
Sitting next to a girl looks like she has a skin disease. What, is that cupping? Yeah, it's cupping. No skin disease.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.